until now, we don't have indicators and statistics about what happened with 15% of the global population that affects almost half of the global population, because we have families, friends, co-workers. So even an emergency, something happened, for instance, to me, my family would be affected in a way different from other families. So this is an incredible lack of information in a critical issue, and the most important thing, that every aspect of risk reduction have to be inclusive.
So it's the most important thing for families of those who have disabilities to be empowered or to have the resources they need to make the special arrangements that are going to be necessary in the case of a disaster to make sure that you're safe.
You're right, but we can say that we have this step-by-step approach. Of course, the person itself have to be prepared. Their family also, relatives, co-workers, but then community. And when you have just community, you need local government, and then you need regional government and national government. So acting together from top to down, from down to top.
What kind of practical arrangements would you like to see in place in every town and village?
Three key aspects. First, all of us have to be trained in how to react in an emergency and how to reduce disaster risk. So for instance, rescue teams have to know how to deal, for instance, with a person that is using a wheelchair or a deaf person, how to communicate with the person. Second, every information got to be in accessible formats for all of us to know what's happening and what to do. And third, universal design, accessibility for all. But accessibility not only, for instance, to reach to a safe zone. If not, I would be dead. I mean, accessibility also to participation, that's the key.
And are you encouraged by what you've seen and heard at this conference in terms of the regional plan for the Americas and then the global plan that's coming?
I'm concerned, because when we talk about disabilities, we are just in a symbolic stage. For instance, yesterday when we were giving the declarations, we have an incident that people with disabilities were almost not allowed to speak because there was not a ramp. And organizers were furious because of the ramp. If we don't have a ramp, what are we talking about? Is that a declaration about inclusion without the people themselves? That's something that we cannot tolerate. So the thing is that we need facta, non verba, a lot of good works, but we need indicators and we need to know. In Sendai, I was a speaker and I was almost not able to go to the stage because they have problems with accessibility. And I said this time that it's going to be repeated in the future if we don't change the mind. So we need this to be part of the agenda, but we need to be part of the team that produced the agenda. If not, we are going to be excluded.
So there's work to be done by the UN and national governments to give people like yourself confidence.
I will give a message. Mr. Antonio, I trust you. I don't know you yet. Probably we will meet in the future. Mr. Antonio, you will enforce the law. And you will have to be the leader that show countries that this is for everyone and this is for no one. That's the choice we are going to make.